Hello, Regan, it's Ronald again. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and yourself?
Lekker, man. This is Rory at East Coast Radio. I spoke to you yesterday. I was Ronald from Bryanston. Do you remember me?
Yes, I do.
Now, listen, I was completely out of order. It was absolutely ludicrous. It was absolutely ridiculous. But you sat there and you, like, just kept your calm. How did you do that?
Firstly, I didn't even have coffee at that time. And getting a call in that regard, we are trying to stay calm and cool and collected. But also, I think, not to take stuff personally. And obviously not to reciprocate any rude or behavior that someone else is also displaying.
Okay, now tell me, do you often get crazy calls?
From time to time, yes.
Describe one or two of them if you can remember.
I do remember someone telling me one time that they probably pay more taxes than what I'm earning, which happened on a Friday evening, yeah. Friday late before leaving, which obviously puts a damper on your entire weekend. But you obviously need to deal with that in a professional way. That's one that comes to mind now.
So when my call came through, you honestly believed that this was Ronald from Bryanston, right?
Sadly, I did, yes.
And what were you thinking of Ronald at that time in your head? Be honest now, because you were so polite on the phone, but what really did you think about this Ronald guy?
I literally thought that this guy is racist.
Yeah.
And as a deer, we obviously tried to fight racism in any form. And it requires all South Africans, whether we are black, white, colored, or Indian, to obviously to unite in condemning that attitude. Even when we speak to friends and family, if people are rude or racist or homophobic or sexist or whatever, mm-hmm. we need to obviously address it because it doesn't have a place in our democratic society.
Okay, then I also need to ask you, because there's been a lot of comments on social media, do you think that that prank call or the idea around it was a racist prank call?
No, I don't think so, but I do think that it highlights racism, and it is a fight that we should all have, because it still, somehow it still creeps up, and there is obviously a few that seek to divide us, but the more we can talk about it, the more it can be out in the open, and we are able to fully say that racism is wrong.
Regan, thank you so much, man. Thank you for being such a good sport yesterday, and just being so polite. Like, you know what? Well done, man. Congratulations.
No
it was
problem.
So good.
I appreciate it. East Coast Drive with Fat Joe.